Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
She's officially for the streets. There's no amount of therapy that can fix this.
Why aren't you married?
Why am I not married? Honestly, I have never prioritized marriage in my mind.
In my 30s, no, I'm not dating for fun. I'm dating to find a husband.
You can't make this up!
To find a husband. Get it?
I pause it on the perfect moment.
This woman is fucking nuts. This woman is nuts.
Women are walking balls of misery that just learn how to look cute, look like something you might want to fuck a few times. But they're all walking balls of misery, man. All of them.
So clearly you're fucking nuts. And we can tell by all that sass you gave that you're going to be an unbearable cunty bitch. Not wife material. You're literally walking down the street making some stupid TikTok in a tight-ass dress with a microphone attached to you. Is this wife material? Seriously. Making a dumbass teenager TikTok trend. Who's recording this? Because fuck them two. And then you already know, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe. But the fact that women think they could demand a husband. I ain't looking for fun no more. I want a ring. Give me a ring now. No, all you qualify for is fun. And no amount of shame in language is going to change that. No amount of you putting on your dating app, I don't play games no more. It's going to get you married.
Why not?
Oh yeah, she's probably great in bed, but it's not worth it. You're not going to guilt men into marrying you. You're not going to shame men into marrying you. You're just not that type of material, and there's nothing you could do to change that. You're only going to get more crazy and bitchy and just, yeah, as time goes by.
The sickest part is you probably don't even know it.
I'm in my 30s. No, I'm not dating for fun. I'm dating to find a husband. Get it together. I'm in my 30s. How am I? Oh. I'm tired. I'm in my 30s. I'm grown. So don't play with me. I'm in my 30s. I'm always wearing sunblock.
This sucks and it's horseshit. But I'm too polite to say anything because I'm a class act.
I'm in my 30s. You trying to be outside. I'm trying to be overseas.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
The whole overseas thing. They think it boosts their value. It doesn't boost your value. It doesn't. You can get some trick to buy you a plane ticket. Doesn't make you wife material. It doesn't make anyone see you as a high value woman. You trying to be outside. I'm trying to be overseas. Another reason why you're not wife material. Wife material is worrying about saving and investing money or putting money into the children's college fund or something. You're just another dumb, stereotypical thought looking for a rich man to give you luxury experiences. It's funny that these women don't realize how boring and stereotypical they are. You're just another clone. There is nothing special about you. It's just so funny because I know these women think they're so special. And they're so fucking boring. Women like this just end up being rich men's trash until they age out.
And what's wrong with that?
Oh yeah, she's getting fucked by dudes who make 6 and 7 figures. And that's all she's ever going to get from those guys. Fucked. Maybe a nice date from here and there until she age out. Maybe a vacation here and there until she age out. Dick and vacation and 5-star restaurants here and there. That's where her fucking story ends. It will never go past that. And let's be clear, she will never respect a regular man. It's like I always say, once they get ruined, there is no going back. It only gets worse with time.
I'm in my 30s. Of course I'm still hungover from last week. I'm in my 30s. I can spot red flags from a mile away.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I'm in my 30s. Of course it's the new 20s. I'm in my 30s. Of course I'm trying to go furniture shopping.
Nigga, no!
More damaged than ever is probably the new 50s. As much emotional damage and baggage you bitches have, and how jaded you are at this point, these bitches done lived the lives of a 50-year-old by 30. It damn sure ain't the new 20. It's the new 50. Yeah, she's gonna become celibate at some point and then find Jesus. Yeah, we know. Yep, that's these hoes' final form. Religious guru. Who's now gonna wave her finger at you and demand that you be righteous and God-fearing.
I'm in my 30s. Am I having a midlife crisis?
Absolutely.
Perhaps. I'm in my 30s. Of course I don't play about my sleep. I'm in my 30s, so of course I'm trying to travel. So do you have a passport? TSA pre-check? Global entry? No?
And she'll get away with it because you want to come on her face.
You're over 30. You want a real relationship. You want real phone conversation with your guy. Not just a chain of text messages asking what you're doing. Hello, gorgeous.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
You're over 30. You want to be able to express your feelings, your thoughts, your concerns when needed. Not send angry messages on social media to get his attention. You're over 30.
Okay.
You're over 30. You want both love and sex to be something special, something meaningful. Not something you jump in and out of with the man who don't see your value, nor does he see your worth.
Pounced on her a few times and rolled the fuck off.
You're taking your body serious at 50. When men won't take it serious. Your old 50-year-old broken down body. The reason why she's putting up with this shit from these pookies, because they do dick her down right. That's what got her, you know, anxious and on Facebook trying to send subliminals. That good D.
In reality, he's just a tall, dark-skinned nigga with a big dick. If you want me to be really honest, he's really
Alexa,
just...
Alexa, I don't think mom and sister were like you on a live saying stuff like that. No.
That's mental illness. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result. But here's why they keep doing the same thing. She's not attracted to a good person. She ain't going to admit that on TikTok. She will never be sexually attracted to a man who's a good human being. That's why they stay on this cycle of the same shit with the same type of guys. Because the toxic guys are the only guys who get their little man in the boat moving. And if she did come in contact with a good dude, she's going to sabotage that and so she can get back to the dude she really like fucking. So yeah, these women like are cooked. That's another like main point of my channel. The women who are still single after 30 aren't attracted to good men because it's easy to get and maintain a good man. So if she wanted one, she would have had one. Now women settle for the good man to save them. But they'll never respect them or truly love them. And most of those relationships end badly. Or you just end up stuck in a loveless relationship.
You're over 30. You want a bond filled with trust and honesty. Not constant trust issues, insecurities, abandonment. You're over 30. You want a partner, a best friend. A man who genuinely loves you, respects you. A man who is responsible with your heart and your soul.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.
There's nothing lovable or respectable about you. Have you ever considered that? That's why men don't love and respect you? Because you're not lovable or respectable? Thought.
Not some unemotional, unavailable man who goes around manipulating and hurting women as a hobby. No, this man won't be perfect. There is no such thing. But he'll be the perfect man for you, which means if his good outweighs his bad, it will be well worth it. You want a good man, a real man, who puts you as a priority, not an option.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
The most frustrating thing about dating right now is not feeling like I'm getting rejected. I fully do believe in the taxi cab theory. It doesn't matter how amazing this girl is, if a man is not ready to settle down, like, it's not gonna work out. But as soon as he's ready, that first girl that's there, that's who he's gonna be with. But what's frustrating to me is the fact that that's the one that you get a connection with. That's the one that you feel connected to, is the one that he's not ready. So honestly, nothing to do with me.
Are you sure?
He didn't just marry the first bitch who was there when he was ready. That bitch was better than you. That's the truth you just can't handle.
Just that's the one that I had the connection with. And the one that I have zero connection with is fully in and wanting a relationship.
They get stuck in this endless trap of all the men I want don't want me and or are already married, or the men who want me, I don't want them. So they end up like stuck in the middle.
And it's just like, why? Why is it the one that isn't ready, the one that you feel the most comfortable with, the one that like you have great conversation with, and it's just easy and it flows and you have fun?